You're listening to SBS News.
The Diversity Council of Australia and the Jumbunna Institute of Indigenous Education and Research joined forces to release the Gariyala Report on Tuesday. It's named after a Wiradjuri phrase meaning speak the truth, and that's exactly what the report's creators hope it will do. The research involved the surveying of more than 1,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from around the country about their experiences in the workplace. The results were stark. 38% reported being treated unfairly because of their ethnicity, 44% reported hearing racial slurs in the workplace, and 59% said they had been on the receiving end of appearance racism when someone comments on how they should look as an Indigenous Australian. CEO of the Diversity Council of Australia, Lisa Anise, says the research delivered numbers that were clear evidence of systemic racism and discrimination in the workplace.
Probably the most significant findings from the report were that 63% of people experience a high level of what we call identity strain in the workplace. So that is, it's the strain that Indigenous employees feel when they or others view their identity, or feeling that that's a highly visible part of who they are and all of the implications that that has. We also found that, almost 40% of Indigenous peoples had a high burden of cultural load, but that nearly 30%, so 28%, felt that they were working in culturally unsafe organisations.
Of those surveyed, only one third said they had support from their workplace when they had experienced racism, and only one in five worked for an employer with a racism complaint procedure and anti-racism training that included reference to Indigenous discrimination. Ms. Anise says those who reported an experience of racism in the workplace were affected both personally and professionally.
If you experience racism in a workplace, and we were able to measure this, it had a really negative impact on an individual's well-being and mental health in a workplace. It also really significantly impacted their job satisfaction, how loyal they felt to their employer, whether they were, likely to want to stay with that employer or look for another job. So whilst it has a negative impact on the individual experiencing it, it also has a follow-on impact for workplaces more broadly.
The research project was led by the Jumbunna Institute of Indigenous Education and Research's Noreen Young, who has spent her career working as a diversity employment practitioner. She says she was, unfortunately, not surprised by the results.
I suppose I've been talking to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people about work for a really long time, so this is what I expected. It's like it just seems to me that the anti-racism at work message just hasn't got through despite so many years of the Racial Discrimination Act. These legislative frameworks have been in place for a long time. The message is that you can't be racist at your workplace, but still that doesn't seem to have got through. And that is distressing, really distressing.
The Gariyala Report has delivered 10 recommendations to help centre Indigenous voices and create inclusive workplaces. These range from commitment to unearthing and acting on uncomfortable truths, ensuring Indigenous Australians are at the centre of community, and educating non-Indigenous staff about appropriate ways to interact with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander employees. Ms. Young says these recommendations will benefit employers as much as employees.
Nobody wants to hear you're too pretty for an Aboriginal, or you don't look Aboriginal, or you haven't got the nose, or you must be only a very small percentage, or those things. They're really, really, really deeply hurtful and they affect people's health. It's just much easier to leave a workplace than to fight it out, and particularly to make a complaint. The complaint making process is very hard, and that's why we're recommending to employers that they look at their workplaces and see why they're losing Indigenous people and see what that churn's all about. Because employers don't want that. They don't want people to leave. It costs them for people to leave, and they want the stability of having long-serving employees, and they want their workplaces to work. So it's really great information for employers.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.